Hi, I'm Liam O'Rourke. I like New Japan Pro Wrestling, I long for the days when the IC title meant something, and I hear voices from beyond the grave that tell me that Brock Lesnar beating The Undertaker at WrestleMania was actually Mike Graham's idea.
Hi, I'm G. John Chase. I'm a Capricorn. Last night I dreamt of a romantic meal with Magnum TA, and 3 years ago I managed to last an hour and 7 minutes looking at China's vagina before I needed a drink.
I'm Carl Jones. I like commentators that actually call the matches. I think the WWE divas are nothing more than walking STDs. And I'm the person responsible for the note that was sent to Booker T back in 2003.
And I'm Luke Edwards, and I believe in karma. What you give is what you get returned. I believe you can't appreciate real love until you've been burned. I believe the grass is no more greener on the other side, and I believe you don't know what you've got until you say goodbye.
This is the panel for the second Squared Circle Gazette Radio, and you can hear us talk about who in WWE needs to stay and who needs to go next.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go?
Hello everyone and welcome to the second Squared Circle Gazette Radio. This is Liam O'Rourke alongside my co-host G. John Chase.
Hi everybody.
Carl Jones.
Back and better than ever.
And Luke Edwards.
Yeah, and I'm still here.
He is indeed, and this being the second edition, I'm going to basically borrow something from Sunlight Submission, a show that I used to love. Carl Jones, I know you do too. This is going to be a little bit of a tribute to that, in the sense that the subject today, we've got this illustrious panel back here. We're going to be looking at the WWE roster, and we're going to decide who needs to be fired. So basically, we're going to run down the roster one at a time. This is going to be a good way to kind of illustrate to you guys what our views are on current events, without necessarily having to just talk about current events, because that would be a very depressing podcast. We're going to take it a little bit more of a lighter route. We're going to decide who needs to be fired completely, who needs to be pushed. If you've got an idea for the guy, suggest it, people. Without any further ado, round table, if it's a one-word answer and you want to cut him, cut him. If not, elaborate. Luke Edwards. First on the docket, Adam Rose.
Oh, I'm happy enough to keep Adam Rose around. We haven't had him long enough to really for me to make a good enough of a decision. I think there's potential in the lad.
I'd send him back down to Florida with the rest of Blue Rinse Brigade.
Maybe the gimmick doesn't have longevity, but I think as an in-ring talent, I think he's got potential. So give him time, see what they do.
I don't see potential in him at all. I watched him as Leo Kruger and I didn't think much of him then. I think even less of him now. I'm not going to be harsh and say cut him, because he's in essence going to be this generation's version of the Godfather. Just a goofy guy in the mid-card with a wacky entourage, and no one really cares what happens in the ring. Next one on the docket, AJ Lee.
Well, this might surprise the people on the panel here, given my views on women's wrestlers and WWE divas. I keep AJ Lee.
Definitely, yeah, definitely keep her. There's a lot of talent and a lot of potential. They've already showcased a bit of it already.
Keep her.
But, yeah, definitely keep her.
I'm not going to say, okay. So anyway, yeah, AJ Lee, yeah, she's fine. You know, I'm not, you know, the women are the women, and their spot in the card is the spot in the card. AJ's perfectly fine, perfectly serviceable. I don't even know she's coming back. She's been gone for a while. I don't know if she's...
I think, I could be wrong, I think the only reason she's gone at the moment is because she's marrying Punk.
I didn't know marriage is such a long process these days.
Yeah, she's having a bit of a sabbatical at the moment. Don't know how much that is fueled by Punk at the moment, but my expectations is that she will be back probably around summertime time.
There's value to her, Luke.
Absolutely. I mean, I think she's shown really interesting promo skills for a female, because they don't tend to give them the chance in WWE. I know I say female because I don't want to say diva.
No, you can say it, because let's be quite honest.
Well, no.
There's nothing worse than diva promos
It's true. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of these women do seem to want to be actresses and things, but they don't really have the skills. Okay, they have the breasts, but I mean, at the end of the day, that only gets you so far.
That's exactly right. And in a company where 90% of the women are nothing but tits and ass,
lovely, and
there's nothing else in between, AJ Lee, something a bit different, you know. She can cut a promo better than some of the men in the company, certainly.
Yeah.
And as far as women worker goes, she's probably one of the better ones I've seen in quite some time.
In terms of as a character in herself and her promo skills, for me personally, she's the woman that's most entertained me since Sensational Sherry, and that's quite a distance that is. That's quite a gap. So for God's sake, keep her.
AJ Lee, I'm keeping her, but we do have to move on to Aksana, who's next on the list. And I've got a feeling that we're going to have a lot of uniformity around the board. Cut.
Well, this edition of Misogyny Cast is coming to you live. Cut.
Line up in front of that firing squad and just let them have at it.
What, with the guns or...
Whatever floats the boat.
Next.
Alright, this is going to be an interesting one, because I know, G, that you've got four guys that you specifically want to address. I think this guy's one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, Alberto Del Rio.
Yes, cut. This... Okay, Del Rio, it failed. It didn't work. They've tried multiple times. They've given Royal Rumble wins. They've given him title matches and then title wins, and it just hasn't worked. That guy just... good in the ring, he has some good work, he's done some good work and some good matches, but for me he just doesn't have it, and he's almost like a ruined prospect now. I don't think there's any recovery for him now. I don't think there's any program that he could really work. So for me, I think it's better that he just heads back to Mexico.
Well, Dean Malenko was the man of 1,000 holds. Alberto Del Rio is the man of 1,000 super kicks. It can be a normal super kick. It can be a super kick when they're on their knees. It can be a super kick on the outside. He's got so many variations of it to make your head spin.
Does he get over the cards like the 50 ways to do the diamond curve? Do you not love the 50 ways to kick a man in the face?
Don't you like the C thing that he does? You know,
I couldn't like it less if I tried. That being said, he's a pretty bland guy. They have tried to push him to the moon.
Yeah.
It didn't quite work, but I wouldn't cut him. I think he's perfectly serviceable in the ring. I put him in that US title, IC title bracket, frankly. I wouldn't cut him, though.
I mean, I certainly agree that he'd be a failed prospect for a main event guy. He didn't really work out. God knows they did try. You're right, they tried a lot. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I think he's solid enough for a mid-card heel, or a mid-card face, depending on where in the country you are.
Definitely could be a mid-card. It's just there's other options in the mid-card as well that are probably better than
him. Well, we'll see as we get there.
We will indeed. I'm going to... I don't know about Del Rio. You know what? I'm going to be vicious and I'm going to cut the guy.
Yeah.
Because
he's got a family, man! He's got a family!
They're not my family. The thing is, I don't believe that Del Rio can do... I mean, there's nothing wrong with a guy coming in, having, what, 4 years? 4 decent years of being heavily pushed. There's no room for upward mobility with him anymore. He's reached the tipping point where the people aren't going to take it seriously to try and push him. They're not going to change the gimmick. He's been in first gear since he got there. They've done nothing to evolve him or anything like that. There's nowhere else to go. You can have him float around the middle and he can be that kind of a guy, I suppose, but to be quite honest, I don't think that anyone's going to be made or interested by a guy beating Del Rio at this point. It's kind of like he's there, but he's kind of like, I mean, what is he? He's IRS. He's just a heel in the middle.
I mean, what dream match can we have with him now?
I did compare him to IRS.
Del Rio? What is there left for him? There's no dream match. There's no, like, oh, I can't wait to see Del Rio face this guy.
Hey, say what you want about IRS. His genetics are looking promising with Bray and Bo.
Genetics? In terms of physique?
Yeah.
Okay. Incredibly round shyster.
And you thought it was just me bringing the double entendres here?
No, and we're going to get more of them now, because it's another woman on the docket, Alicia Fox.
What?
Yes, keep her. I mean, but probably if you actually asked this question like a month or so ago, we probably would have just all turned around and said cut, just because she wasn't used. But I think in the last month or so, she's really showed some character and that there's something different about her. So for me personally, I would say let's develop this character some more, let's see where it goes and see what she can do. Let's give her a chance.
Carl?
Put that to one side, I still cut her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't cut her. I think that she's just... I mean, there's... I'm not saying she's great, but she's not the worst of the bunch. There's certainly more people that deserve to be fired than her. And I think that she's improved a little bit as well, so we'll see what happens.
She's done enough recently to be given a chance.
Next one, Bad News Barrett, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think?
Well, keep, and you guys are going to explain why.
Carl, he's been told what to do.
Well, that's what you've got to love about Luke. He brings the work rate to the podcast.
I
agree. 100%.
He's the Sid of the team, I guess.
Oh, my leg!
Ray Barrett is pretty much kind of same Alicia Fox. Again, if you asked probably like a year or so ago, he would have been the last cause. But now with a new gimmick, he now has a little something. We'll see what they do, see how far this push goes, see whether it is just going to be an intercontinental title reign or whether it might become more. Again, same as Alicia Fox, give the guy a chance, see what he can do.
They pushed him pretty hard with the Nexus. It's kind of fallen down. He's had enough time to kind of get out of people's, you know, the bad taste out of people's mouth of a guy that was just pushed in the middle. We'll see what they can do with him, but I certainly don't think cut him. Keep doing what he's doing is pretty much what I think here, Carl.
I must admit, I did fear for him at one spell after the Nexus had died down and, you know, the core and all that sort of thing. You know,
core was bad.
You did wonder if the guy was maybe on the endangered species list for the roster, but I think he's recovered remarkably well from that.
Yeah.
And I think he's got a bit of momentum behind him and used correctly.
Yeah.
I think you get some really good use out of him. Yeah. I absolutely keep him.
All right, next one. Big Dave Batista.
Yeah, a lot of hatred for Big Dave at the moment since he's come back. But I think, yeah, the way they brought him in as a babyface was completely the wrong approach. That's not how you use Batista. I mean, it proved in his last run that he's at his best when he's just the obnoxious heel, and that's how they should have brought him in this year. And he was starting to get a bit of speed again right before he's left. But I would certainly keep him just because the fans hate him.
Yeah,
and so he's got heat.
Douche Batista is the way to go. I couldn't think it's more obvious than that. You know, the way he dresses, the way he comes off. Stuck up prick, heel, all the way.
The blue outfit's fantastic.
I will say, however, that the man is old and he is deteriorating. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's
the Hans Moll man of the WWE.
Well, I can kind of see that actually. But yeah. What I'm saying is that at the end of the day, he's getting older, he's deteriorating. If we don't cut him now, you know, we might have to cut him later. That's all I'm saying.
He's old. He's deteriorating. In truth, he was never that good in the first place. I cut him. He was brought back
with depth being what it is right now. You cut Batista.
I don't think he adds anything to the depth if he's there.
Really?
To be fair, he has already cut the entire Divas roster.
I kept AJ Lee, thank you very much. But no, he was brought back. He was one TV rating, one pop, and he's been nothing since.
All right, moving along, Big E.
Yeah, I like Big E a lot. I feel kind of a bit sad for him at the moment. He's kind of been lost in the shuffle again. He had that brief moment where he won the title, and you know it seemed like they're going to do something with him. And obviously now he's not the champion, and he's kind of been lost in obscurity again. But I think there's enough to him. I think there's definitely a chance for him to be a star. Whether it's going to be a top star or not, I'm not too certain. But I would keep him because he hasn't been given the full push yet to see whether he can succeed.
I think there's a role for Big E Langston. I don't think it's as a babyface. I don't think the IC title belt did him any favours.
Absolutely not. That thing's been a curse for a lot of guys.
It's the albatross around the neck at the moment, that and the US title. And it's a shame that those titles have become that, but that's maybe another podcast for another time. That's
another
story.
Absolutely.
But I think there's a role for Big E. I think it's as a heel. I would send him back down to Florida just to get him off TV for a while.
Get the bad taste out of people's mouths again.
Absolutely.
Mm. I could absolutely agree with that. I think what we've got right now isn't really working for us. So, yeah, I mean, you don't need to cut him, but certainly down to Florida would certainly benefit him in the long run, yeah.
See, in a funny way, I actually think that what they had turned him babyface. I don't like when they turned these guys. It felt very quick. Way too soon to turn him babyface. But when they did, it seemed like there was a brief period of time when people actually kind of got into him a little bit. Then they do their usual thing of just, you know, keeping the guy, you know, cooling the guy off a little bit.
Well, he was getting that rub from Cena, wasn't he? Because he was coming out to help Cena.
He saved Cena on one show and people bought into him. I'm not saying that he was necessarily ready for anything big, but I was he actually could have done something with the guy. Moving along and speaking of Big Show. Are you ready, Carl, for another year of Big Show?
For Big Show, what I think they should do is, he shouldn't be a full-time performer. I think he should be now, at his age and with his mobility, I think he should be brought in as kind of like a bit of a special attraction. Every now and again, just bring him in every like few years or so, just for like a match, you know, because he's big, you know, he's a big show. But like, I think in terms of a full time wrestler, I think he's definitely done.
The enthusiasm around the room when that was said.
he's as mobile as a tank, and it's been that way since probably the year 1999. In truth, you know, this is the guy that comes back with a new look, which translated means he's lost some weight. Puts that weight back on, becomes immobile.
You don't get to the pay window based on potential, Carl. Did you not hear that?
Good old JR.
The part-time schedule seems to be working for him, though, in terms of keeping that weight down.
Well, I'd let his contract expire. I would offer him reduced terms as a special attraction.
Yeah.
but that would be it.
Luke, wow.
I didn't expect we'd have the lawyer at the table.
Yeah.
Look, buddy, I'd love to be able to help you, but we got to cut this down a little bit. No, I mean, a lot of what I said about Batista arrives with Big Show. At the end of the day, he's getting older, he is deteriorating. His style isn't as high impact as Batista, which is beneficial to him. He's adapted better than Batista to his physical state, I'd argue.
Not high impact, but on occasions highly offensive.
I knew you were going to say that. And so, I mean, I would tend to agree. I wouldn't just, you know, I couldn't just step up and say, cut him, we don't need him right now. But nobody's getting over by beating Big Show. So at the end of the day, let it expire.
See, the thing about Big Show as a special attraction is that I think there's so much damage to this guy as a novelty, you know, as the novelty giant guy. By just having him just go up, down, win, you know, go on a streak of, oh, we've built the Big Show back up, and then pissing away again like they do every year and a half, it seems like. They decide they're going to push him and then get rid of him. I'm not going to cut the Big Show. I do think that he's going to be useful as a gatekeeper, and I do think we need one giant on the show, and there's going to be a cut coming later on, by the
way. By gatekeeper, do you intend to employ him as a bouncer, basically, at the gate?
If he has to be, yeah, sure. Well, I mean, if we find a use for him, Bo Dallas, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's only just been brought up to the roster, so he hasn't really been given enough time to prove whether he's got any worth up there yet. So it's like, it'd be a bit harsh to cut him now. So give him a chance.
This is a harsh show, Jim.
I know it's going to be a harsh show, but Jesus Christ, he's only just come up to the main roster. Give him a chance. See what he's got. If he sucks, then fire him.
Yeah, I'm cool with letting Bo Dallas stick around. I think there's potential with this, to be perfectly honest.
Do you believe?
Carl?
Good answer.
I am 100% a believer. There, I said it.
Wow.
Look, he's only just been brought up, as you say, G, and I think the gimmick's got some potential. Not main event level, anything like that.
His music's sweet, too, by the way.
The music and the entrance are fantastic. Yeah. I love the early outs for this. I can't really comment on what he's like in the ring. I've heard mixed reviews on his in-ring work. I haven't seen enough to judge, so I won't judge him there. But I think it's got potential. He stays on the roster for me.
I've got a really bad feeling of an Orlando Jordan trajectory, but that's just...
Oh, my God.
You mean he's going to be found with an underage boy backstage?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can believe that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right,
I'll see myself out.
Moving along from the Orlando Jordan jab there, Brad Maddox.
Cut.
Nah, keep him. I don't know. There's something that I like about this guy. I mean, he's quite awkward in some ways, in his personality and his ring work. But I don't know. Like, again, it's another guy that kind of went into obscurity by being the Raw GM, whatever the hell that means these days. Because it's particularly with Stephanie and Triple H around. But like, the I think the guy had a certain degree of talent when they did showcase him a little bit. And I'd say keep him off the screen for a little while. Bring him back with something different. And yeah, I don't think he's going to be a top guy or maybe even a mid-card champion, but I think somewhere in the lower levels, I think he will be of use.
I'm assuming he's not paid much. I'd keep the... there's my lawyer spiel coming out again. But I keep the guy. I don't have him as an in-ring worker. I stick him on things like the panel at pay-per-views and the Raw after shows, that sort of thing.
The vaunted Alex Riley position that he's graduated to.
Well, I want to know what Alex Riley did to him.
Maybe he can teach fashion to all the other wrestlers.
I'll keep Brad Maddox around. I think that he's got... I think there's something with Maddox. I don't exactly know what it is. I would give him a chance as the kind of chicken shit heel. Bray Wyatt's next. I think this is pretty much obvious. Bray Wyatt, you guys, keep him doing what he's doing.
Yeah, obviously, this guy's the future of the company, or at least one of the future aspects. Yeah, I think he's going to be up there, man. Come
he's going to be up there, but I think the future, yeah. I think it's all going to be about him.
Okay, he's not going to be the man, but he's definitely going to be one of the top guys in there, and I think it will be for a long time, so it's kind of obvious you keep the guy.
There's no... Anybody arguing against keeping him at this point is an idiot, I believe it's fair to say, so... So, yeah. Don't you dare.
No.
Are you going to cut?
I'm not going to cut Bray Wyatt. I keep Bray Wyatt. I think we're going to have a consensus on that one. That may even be the first general consensus of the evening.
Apart from Kurt Naxana.
Apart from Kurt.
Yeah, let's not forget that.
But I would say this. I'm not on the Bray bandwagon as such. The promos to me...
There's no content, there's nothing...
a little bit out there. There's no meat on the bones. Yeah. It's all delivered really well.
And I know that
it delivers it fantastically.
Some people like to say, as the counter argument, that's the design.
It's the scripts.
Yeah, but well, it depends how he's apparently pretty hands on with his own promo. So
maybe that is the design.
That there's no meat to it. It's all verbal.
It's too abstract
jiu-jitsu.
For my taste. But maybe I'm alone. The crowd have clearly gravitated to him. I don't think the Cena feud has been booked brilliantly by any stretch, because I don't really see what they're trying to make Bray out of this feud. I don't think they really know in truth. But the guy's clearly got upside. You keep him. and he's featured prominently.
Yeah, the Cena feud didn't help him much. I mean, his match at Payback was very good. We'll see what they do with him. I think the next like few weeks, what his next feud will be, will determine how useful that Cena feud was to him.
Brie Bella.
Right. In reality, she's never going to be fired just because of the position she's in at the moment with a certain other wrestler. But otherwise, yeah, I'd cut the bitch.
Cut.
Could have just to get her away from Brian because it's not doing him any favors.
No, she's Jesus Christ. There are B-movie actresses that can act better than her when they're doing all like the Kane like stalker crap.
Oh, I'm not talking from an actress standpoint. I'm purely thinking what heterosexual male wants to cheer for the good guy who's more concerned with his wife and drives away from Kane having 24 hours earlier wrestled him on a pay-per-view without much of an issue.
Is there an option for complete indifference to a person? I'm just checking here. That, no?
Is,
then cut!
That would be NXT.
Because can we just state the same for Nikki Bella as well, just to save us time?
Yeah, cut.
Yeah, Nikki Bella cut as well. Get rid of both of them.
Useless. Brock Lesnar. I don't think there's going to be anything. Again, uniformly across the board, you've got to keep Brock Lesnar.
Come on, obviously.
You have to keep Brock. And if you can in any way, even if it involves paying him a bit more money, you have to get him featured more on a more regular basis. Because there's only so often that Heyman can cut that promo before it just becomes white noise.
Yeah, not enough Brock. Need more.
If Brock is only going to do the hours that Brock is currently doing, I say cut him.
Really?
I do. Because,
why?
Wow. Right. So,
has he broke the streak?
Because in this period of what he's done, with the amount of time he's been on screen, I don't think value for money wise it's worth it. I really don't. I don't think we've had those. Now, don't get me wrong, a lot of that is due to the booking of how they booked him in this period. But if they're going to keep booking him like they have, and he's only going to appear that often, no, I don't think he's worth the money. I would could've. If he won't do any further hours, if you can't get a better deal out of it, to me, it's just not worth it.
I'm going to take the complete opposite approach because I think Brock Lesnar's the best thing in the company whenever he's around, to be quite honest. I think that if you have him right now, you've gotten to the point where it doesn't look like Brock's coming back. Taker is probably done. You're running out of those special attraction guys. I think if you're going to have one, it's not going to be the Big Show. It's going to be Brock Lesnar. He's now in the Undertaker role for the next 5 years.
Though you would still want to see more of him.
Of course.
They definitely need to get him on TV more.
I mean, don't get me wrong. That's
not going to happen, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him on TV every week. That would ruin the mystique.
Exactly. So I think that's what people are missing. Why do you want this guy on there to be just another guy? Yeah. The fact that he's this is what it's part of what makes him special is Brock's back.
But I mean, even if you can't get him on TV on a more frequent basis, and when I say more frequent, I'm talking more than now. I'm not saying every bloody week or anything like that. Throw in some video packages, anything like that, just to keep him fresh in the memory.
It's very easy to forget that Brock is back at the moment, and that is, I think, one of the things that drives me to say what I've said. So
yeah, we're going to move along. This next section is probably going to be a little bit quicker. Probably going to have some shorter answers here for the following. Brodus Clay,
cut.
Camacho, cut.
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 I don't even know who that is.
Cameron of the Funkadactyls.
Cut.
Just to speed up this process, can we just say we'll cut both of them?
No.
I'm going to keep Naomi.
Because they really like Naomi, apparently. No, I mean, if we're getting rid of Brodus Clay, it only seems logical.
Get rid of Cameron. Cesaro. I don't think anyone's going to cut Cesaro.
No, not a chance.
The man is money.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't.
Definitely.
Really?
I agree with you,
that
Carl.
That is a good thing definitely for another podcast.
I really like him. And I would actually get him away from Heyman.
I agree, actually.
Heyman slowed his momentum down.
I agree with that as well.
Yeah.
The word you used there was money, and I think Cesaro's a great guy to be in the top mix, but I do not think... I think Cesaro's got a very... I wrote something about this on squaredcirclegazette.com that you can go and have a look at, where I believe there's a very real ceiling on Cesaro, where I think the most he can probably hope for is to be the next version of Chris Benoit. Strip him away from Heyman, the guy can't talk that well.
Yeah,
the guy is over at, for any reason because of his in-ring work, just like Benoit was. You try and put Benoit in a heated feud or an important situation, just like Cesaro, I don't see how it's going to draw that much interest or money.
Well, let's be honest. If we take away the unpleasantness and the incident, everything that happened, everything too soon,
you didn't hear.
Everything that happened about you being compared to Chris Benoit 10 years ago. isn't the worst thing in the world.
No, I'm saying it's a very good character. That's still a decent career to aspire to.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that there's a reason why Benoit didn't get to stay at the top that long.
And I think he can be that guy, but I think if they misuse him,
he might
not reach that level.
I must say, I do like the biggest argument we've had is when we've all been in agreement so far. It's working out well.
All right, Christian.
I think I like the guy, always have. I think it's probably time for this chap to retire, I think.
Make him an agent.
Yeah, definitely.
If that's an option, then that's definitely the option. I mean, what with the injuries and things, and that's probably only going to get worse.
Had like 3 concussions in a row now, something like that?
Before that, he was injured with ankle problems and shoulder problems. The guy's he's reached his limit.
Carl, book him as champ, go on.
I'm not going to book him as champ. No. I like Christian. I've had arguments in the past with people who don't like Christian. I can't think of a solid reason to ever dislike Christian.
He's ugly, Carl. Did you hear Vince say?
But I really like the guy. But to echo the sentiments previously expressed, he's had a lot of injuries. I don't want to see the guy end up being handicapped or a cripple or anything like that.
There's no need for it.
You know, he's not going to do anything to add to business anymore.
Let the guy retire
with a bit of dignity and keep him involved with the company, because there's clearly a role there for him.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, keep him.
I really like Cody Rhodes, and I would give him more of a chance. The losing streak gimmick never does anybody any favours.
And
in their defence, I suppose they're trying a little bit of a twist on it here with the "I'm going to give you these partners."
I quite like that.
How it's going to move unfold, God only knows.
I'm assuming what's going to happen is that obviously he's going to keep having these different partners, and Goldust is still going to lose, and then he's just going to turn around and go, "Oh, I've just realised I'm not the problem, you are," and then turn heel on Goldust.
So I don't know what you do with him, really, but I guess the thing with Goldust was perfect, but they've kind of pissed this away.
It probably shows that I care more than I really should at this point, but it pains me to some extent to just think how over the pair of them were as a duo.
Yeah, exactly.
Off the back of that sort of semi-feud with the McMahons and Helmsley and winning the tag belts, and the way the company just pissed it away so quickly.
Yeah, for nothing.
And the way it sort of their momentum sort of, for all intents and purposes, died with the loss to the Outlaws of all people.
I certainly did agree to vote to keep Cody Rhodes. However, I will say this is probably the longest anybody has ever spent talking about Cody Rhodes. I'm just to count against him. I love the guy. Let's go.
This one will not take as much time. Kurt Hawkins. Kurt.
You need some jobbers, guys.
He's not even a jobber. I can't remember the last time he's been on TV.
Well, you need some jobbers who are on the pre-show. All I'm saying is if we cut everybody who happens to be fairly shit, cut him, definitely.
There's a lot of people I know who actually, strangely enough, like Kurt Hawkins and other people in his situation. But I'm afraid I'm still going to cut him. They're not even using him, for Christ. I can't even remember the last time I've seen him.
I understand the logic with which you've made your argument, and I appreciate the vigour with which you've made it, but no, he goes.
Damn it, I concur.
All right, this will be interesting. Curtis Axel.
The thing with Curtis Axel, and this is not him personally, this is more just the booking aspect of it, is so infuriating. I mean, first off, they lumber him with the name Michael McGillicuddy, right, which is just absolutely ridiculous. And then when they finally do kind of do something where like they're gonna use a bit of his father's legacy to try and help him out a bit, they team him up with Paul Heyman, which I actually think didn't actually help him. On paper, it makes sense. You know, he can't really talk, so put him with Paul Heyman. But I think Paul Heyman outshone him in that pairing, and he just came so second rate. And the thing is, he is actually good in the ring, and he does have a glass ceiling on him, and he is quite limited. But like, he's not bad enough to cut. But it's like, what do you do with him now? Because he is damaged now. His association with Paul Heyman.
Are you a fan of Ryback?
Not a Ryback, no.
I
do like Curtis.
That's not the question I asked. We think of him as a team.
I don't like him at all.
All right, I'm gonna be the asshole. I'm gonna cut him. I don't see that much in him. And if you're with Paul Heyman as a mid card heel and you can't gain from that, I don't think that you should have any priority at all. And if you're the son of Mr. Perfect too, you got a lot of expectations on you, and I just don't think he's got what it takes.
It it's striking to hear almost the pain in your voice, Chase, as you were explaining that. I don't think the tie-in with his dad does him any favours. It's never done anybody any favours. It probably didn't do Dustin Rhodes any favours, in truth.
But then not using it when he was Michael McGillicuddy didn't do him any favours
either. Yeah, but outside of this room, how many people actually remember that he was called Michael McGillicuddy? I'd venture to say 90% of people don't even, that doesn't even come up on their radar. But I wouldn't cut him. I think he's serviceable. I've never been so disappointed with a debut in my life, because I expected so much, but I hoped.
Yeah,
I really hoped, and it didn't work out. But I wouldn't cut him.
I think that's the thing, honestly. Not to jump on Luke, because I know Luke's got his decision to make. And he's itching to get it done. I think that's the thing with him, where you just touch on there, that disappointment thing of, there was, on paper, The Son of Mr. Perfect, managed by Paul Heyman, sounds like it should be so good. Yeah. But everything from a promotional standpoint to even his individual performances, like, it's, you know, the guy's got needs a charisma transplant. Luke?
I actually quite like the guy, but I think at this point it's not salvageable. I don't think you can do anything useful with him, given what he's been through, so I just don't see it. I'd cut.
All right, Damien Sandow.
Keep.
Keep as heel comedy.
I don't know what the hell they're doing with him right now. It's just ridiculous. But that initial kind of, like, egotistical, I'm smarter than you, and just, like, he's really good on the mic. I think he's very confident with his persona. You know, he's solid enough in the ring. I like the guy. Bring him back to what he was, for Christ's sake. And it's just like, this comedy thing that they're doing with him, it doesn't work, quite simply.
The gimmick's mid-card for life, I believe. I don't see there being that much more you can do with Damien Sandow. I guess keep him because you need guys in the middle who can just fill up the card. And at least he's got a gimmick in some way he can draw easy heat. So I guess keep him, but I'm very close to cutting him.
I feel really bad for him for what they're doing.
I don't think
he's better than that.
He's not much better than that.
He is
better. He's better, but he's not much better.
He's very good for the crap he's as exactly. it were. He's very good at doing that crap. You've got to be the guy who's very good at doing
I'm not saying that the guy completely sucks. I'm just saying that at his absolute best, mid-card is the best he can hope for, I think. Daniel Bryan's probably not going to get cut by anybody on the board, but I do think that he needs to be treated a little bit better than he is, but we don't necessarily have to go to that right
Look,
now.
Look, I hate to play devil's... No, I'm not going to.
All right, Carl. Cut? No?
I adore the American Dragon.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. Darren Young.
I haven't seen much of him as a singles wrestler to really judge him. I keep him. I think there may be some potential there. Because he's a bit of an unknown to me, I don't want to make such a knee-jerk reaction to cut him.
I think with Darren Young, it's quite simple. You either put him back with Titus O'Neil, have the primetime players again, and do something with those two, or if you're going to keep him as a singles wrestler, axe him.
I think that they made a massive mistake splitting the primetime players. I do think there's something you can do with Darren Young if you actually wanted to, you know, make the gay thing something. I'm not saying that you need to make him a stereotype or anything like that by any stretch of the imagination, but... I mean, you've actually got probably a pretty interesting thing you could do, and they just don't do a thing.
You're going to trust the WWE.
I know, that sounds completely absurd, but I just want to be a star, Luke, and I want them to be stars as well.
But I understand what you're saying. He could be a real positive ambassador
exactly.
for the company.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, I mean, they drink their own bathwater so much and wax their own carrot thinking that they're so good with all these little, you know, stupid be a star things. They've got this genuine positive thing they can do here. And they just don't touch it at all.
Well, let's just, as a panel, just all make a wish and hope that they do be stars in this instance.
I think so.
We've got to move on from that.
Yeah, okay, this is going to be a pretty easy cut, I think. David Otunga, cut?
Yeah.
I honestly forgot he was still employed. Yes, cut.
Amazingly enough, and I can't stand this, he was at WrestleMania. He wrestled at WrestleMania this year.
Did he?
Yes, he was in the Battle Royale.
I watched that show, I was with you.
Yeah,
I
he
saw
was
that.
In the Battle
he
Royale.
He was in the Battle Royale?
Yeah.
Wow. Cut! Cut
yes,
now.
Cut.
It would have been shorter, that Battle Royale.
It would have.
He hasn't
been full 1 second shorter.
Yeah. He hasn't been useful since the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air I cut.
Dean Ambrose, the Titty Master.
I absolutely love the guy. He's something different, and I think fans will gravitate to that. I don't think he's a face long term.
No.
I think you need to turn him at some stage. I think that'll be sooner rather than later, but I really like the guy and I keep him.
I think if he was ever going to be a face at, like, in a long term, then I think probably the blueprint for it would be probably Roddy Piper's babyface run. I think, like, it's almost like a similar character, but I think there's definitely more money in him as a heel. Take a look at footage of him when he was in FCW, like his feud with William Regal and so on, and look at his
Seth
Michael
Rollins, funnily enough.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly, and some of the matches he had in FCW and the promos he's done. That alone will show you how good Dean Ambrose is and how he can be a real key player in WWE in the future.
I think that we've been seeing for the last little, ever since the Shield's been there, how good Dean Ambrose is. I don't think there's any kind of big secret. Keep him doing what he's doing. This is a guy that I think they're going to build the company around, one of the top five guys for the next few years. Definitely.
I really hope so, but I do feel that the style and stuff that he's working, which is great, I'm very much enjoying him. He's the kind of guy that as he's heel, people are going to love him anyway because he's just so charismatic. But because of who he is and the way it works, I don't know if he'll ever reach that top level, but you know, obviously, keep the guy. I just think he could have more success
be a world
in
champion.
Other places.
All right, Diego. This is a primo of the Luchadors. Matadors, even. Luchadors.
Carl and I are very happy that you told us.
I have to research which one was Diego, which one was Fernando. Yeah.
I am incredibly grateful for the clarification. I keep primo, but I dropped the Tito Santana Mark II gimmick.
Yeah.
In my case, if they're going to keep him as Diego and what was the other name?
Fernando,
then get rid of them. Personally, my idea would be how to use these guys is to bring Carlito back and have them as the colognes. And, you know, like if anyone who's seen the Hall of Fame this year saw like Carlito's little kind of jibe at WWE, have those three guys together, that family, who are bitter towards WWE and management, and have them as a group who just kick the crap out of anyone that management likes, and there could be something in that.
Yeah, management heels. So really...
Yeah, and I suppose you mentioned his jibe, and that was very sort of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, sort of rile the McMahon sort of thing. And we've got enough anti-establishment types at this point. I don't think we need to bring any more on board.
I'm not going to cut Diego. Primo's actually a really good wrestler, so I'm happy to keep him as the guy. He needs some low-card good worker, so keep him.
I don't even mind the gimmick. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we're after wrestlers to please us, but you're talking about making money with kids. It's a perfectly good kids gimmick.
Right. Dolph Ziggler. This poor bastard.
Oh, don't.
This poor bastard.
People are thinking.
No, I'm not thinking. I'm thinking what Liam's saying, this poor bastard. But he seems to have sort of put his foot in it a lot himself. The company are telling him not to do certain things or to slow down in the ring. And I understand the frustration of them telling him what to do. And it riles me up as well. But to a certain extent, you've got to play ball. So he's created this situation for himself. But I don't cut him.
Seriously, if anybody, I can't imagine anyone's going
to
cut.
No, you can't afford to lose him.
Yeah,
I all of us would want to keep him there because obviously we're all fans of Ziggler. But I'm wondering whether Ziggler should start considering whether it's from a kind of a standpoint of his own personal fulfillment in his career, whether being in the WWE is actually fulfilling him now.
Because it's just TNA's like, where it's at.
Well, yeah, not TNA. Come on, we don't always have to go with the TNA jibe. But it's like there's other places that he could go and work, and it's career fulfillment that he's having problems with, that he wants a chance. It's like he's going to be continued being used the way he is,
it's a quick question though. I mean, the reason I made the TNA jibe is because if he's not in WWE, where does he go? I don't think he fits in Japan
No, he doesn't fit in Japan. And there's nowhere else to work. He can't go and work in Mexico, for crying out loud.
So you just keep him in mediocrity and just deal with it?
No.
If we've got the book, absolutely not. But if the difference is mediocrity in the WWE and being the guy in TNA, and anyone who listened to the first edition of this of the podcast knows my views on TNA and what being the man there means, you know, that's just a sideways move if ever there was.
He's not going to get career fulfillment succeeding anywhere else in WWE. I think that's the point.
Well, look, we're not playing Dolph Ziggler here. We're not playing Booker. We are just saying, who do we keep? Who do we cut? And
I'm keeping
him. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, if I was a Booker, then I'll keep him, definitely. Exactly. I'll definitely keep him because he is obviously a great worker and a great talent. But I just feel like, I don't know, maybe Dolph might start looking elsewhere soon.
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, keep him.
I think you can do a lot more with him.
Definitely keep, yeah.
A lot more with him. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't even know if he really qualifies.
This is
Wikipedia list.
Yeah, I'm not sure he qualifies in truth. Yeah.
All right, but if he doesn't qualify, let's move along. El Torito, cut.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my thing of saying, you need some guys for the kids. He's perfectly fine at what he's doing.
Fuck midgets.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. You've got Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara that still sell the masks. Cut him.
You going to cut him?
Yeah, of course.
Well, there you go then. Emma.
Keep. She's that kind of geeky, kind of awkward girl that may be a certain side of a female demographic, if there is one, might, you know, attach to.
I will say, if you are considering, I mean, as the pattern's gone here with keeping on the divas, if you're trying to keep divas who at least are attempting to have some form of character, I guess she's worth a shot. I don't really see it.
Just to make sure I'm not wrong, she's an Australian, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a cricket fan, so I don't like Australians. Cut her.
I guess maybe. I don't. Yeah, I think they rushed her up. I think that they did a very bad job introducing the character, and I don't think her kind of goofy girl next door quality she had in NXT translated to that well to the big screen. Anyway, I'll keep her because I don't think she's a bad wrestler. I think that she's perfectly fine to beat. Eric Rowan. Gotta keep him because of the family.
Well, exactly, you keep him until that runs its course.
Yeah. As soon as that's run its course, I think he's cut.
Yeah, you keep him for the family, but he's certainly the poor relation.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the same opinion, yeah.
Even Marie, cut.
I don't think we need her.
Oh, God. But...
Oh, can we not spend 10 minutes ranting
let's just say, like,
Just cut.
Yeah, cut.
Right. Her, no, there's not even.
Total.
Somebody gag him. Somebody stop him. He's getting violent.
Cut. Evan Bourne,
cut.
He's still alive. I figured he had so many.
Genuinely didn't realise he was still employed. Yeah. He's that injury prone. He's never involved. I cut him.
I love Spice. Cut him.
Oh, I'd be a little bit hopeful and keep him because he is quite good.
He's very good, but I don't know where he is.
Yeah. No, with the recent signings they got other people who are better.
I'm allowed
than
to
Evan
be
Bourne.
Positive one time. Let's get back to negativity.
Fandango.
Fucking cut!
No!
No! Cut! No! He has been given chances.
Oh no!
Cut.
This is coming from the man who says, "You need your job, guys. You've got to have your job, guys.
You need your midget ball,
capable job, guys.
You get the fucking midget ball, and you're in Fandango.
I see more money in the midget ball than I do in Fandango.
Look, he's adequate enough to be a job guy. I keep him.
I love Fandango. There's a ceiling on the gimmick he's got at the moment, but as a performer...
You drop that gimmick, do you still love Fandango?
I like the guy himself, because I've seen him when he's done other stuff, and whilst obviously he's never, like, awesome gimmicks... I actually like the guy.
This guy doesn't deserve this amount of discussion. Let's move on.
I'll keep him. Lower card, but keep him. His personality. Goldust?
Keep.
Got a lot of value there. The Great Khali, cut.
Cut, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, absolutely get rid of
this
guy. We
have already spoken longer than we need to on Great Khali.
I could make several tasteless jokes, and at some point I will, but that's not today. Cut.
Cut.
Heath Slater.
Oh, he's a tricky one, because he is, like, probably the best jobber that they've got. He's like a Brooklyn Brawler.
Reminds me of Shannon Moore, that period where he was just kind of there. You see him all the time, just losing to various people. It's fine to give you.
I'm not sure how many jobbers we really want.
He'll be the primary one.
I think I've kept people a job. I cut him.
I don't see any value in cutting. Hornswoggle, I'll cut him.
Cut him, for Christ's
sake. Well, I'm keeping the other midget, so I'd be a fool not to keep
Hornswoggle. This guy's been in the company for like 8 years.
When has he ever done anything that's been any good?
Okay, calm
down. He's not worth the emotion. I'd cut the little bastard. Wink.
That's it. Jack Swagger.
Keep.
I just can't. Cut. I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, really?
I will just say that he is another example where I just don't think it's salvageable anymore. I just think that, you know, he doesn't interest me, he doesn't excite me, and he should! He bloody should! There's no reason that he... Except the fact that he's just been there forever, and I just don't... It reminds me of Alberto Del Rio in that sense.
Actually. Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you there. I don't think Swagger's good enough to justify it. You know what? If you stick him in the whole Real Americans tag thing was fine. Stick him in a tag team and you know, whatever.
He's a bland guy who causes too many headaches for the company.
Yeah.
So
there you go. The next two are going to be extremely interesting. JBL.
Keep him in his current role.
I think he's doing very well in his current role, personally. I don't know how much they're paying him.
I don't. I want to get rid of the whole announced team. I can't stand any of them.
Now, but I will say this with the announced team. and I don't like Michael Cole, I don't like Jerry Lawler, don't get me wrong, I'm not going
to we'll get
out,
to them, don't
I'm
worry.
I'm not going to come out as fans of them.
Alphabetically, very soon.
But a good chunk of it is the way Vince likes his commentators. It's not necessarily their fault.
I would argue that it might be Michael Cole's fault.
And I like JBL. He can go a bit too far with sort of putting himself over and getting the one or two phrases in here and there that he likes to throw in, but I keep him.
Well, he's better than the other two anyway, so.
I'll keep JBL. Jerry Lawler is next on the list, and I am going to cut the guy.
This guy needs to retire.
Actually, you know what?
I mean that from a perspective of health as well. Come on, man. He's just too old now. It's just retire. Enjoy your money.
I'm not sure how much of a health issue it really is to commentate every Monday night. The health issue's probably come with independent work more than
Watching the show is never together.
Well, watching the shows can be painful for your eyes, don't get me wrong. But I cut the guy.
Do you really think he's doing it for the money, though? At the end of the day, he enjoys what he's doing.
No,
get me wrong. I cut him. Well, I feel bad for depriving an old man of the thing he's enjoying.
I was going to say,
in his golden years.
Yes. I was going to say,
he's got Memphis. Let him go.
I was going to say,
put a desk and a microphone in his study, and he'll be fine.
By that logic, we don't cut anyone. Look.
I don't know, there's a few people who aren't enjoying it.
I'm not in favour of the three-man team, so I cut...
No, I don't like it. I either cut Law or I move him to some kind of ambassador-y kind of thing, because he can still talk his ass off.
He won't get into trouble in any way, I'm sure.
he can host the Hall of Fame.
Oh, away from the commentary...
host the Hall of Fame.
Have him in that role, have him be Yomi, Gene Caprema as well.
Nostalgia we have for JR, and then what about Lawler?
Might as well get them together. Jimmy and Jay the Usos, I keep them doing exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, best tag team they've got.
Yeah,
that's not a glowing endorsement given the tag division, but yeah, we keep him.
Cool.
Jinder Mahal, I cut him.
Yeah, cut.
I don't see any use for him, cut.
This is the guy I remember for one reason only, and that's his rock your face comment, if anyone saw that SmackDown episode. I can tell from the room that no one did. No. That aside, I cut him.
Yeah, we all get Jinder Mahal. Next on the list, John Cena.
Well, you know what? No.
We keep him.
We would be an absolute fool not to keep him.
Yeah,
John
keep the guy.
We come on.
JTG.
Still employed?
Again, didn't realise he was still employed. I cut him.
Yeah, cut.
Yeah, cut.
Alright, moving along. Justin Gabriel.
Ooh.
He's a tricky one. Like, if they decided for the network they wanted to do a cruiserweight show, like they create a cruiserweight title and they're going to have, like, you know, dedicate time to cruiserweights, then keep Justin Gabriel because he is a good wrestler. If they don't, get rid of him because they're not using him. They're not doing anything with him.
I don't see any signs of that happening, so... he is right on the line for me. I'd probably just about keep him.
He's good enough in the ring that I think you can get good matches out of him with talent you really want to push, so I keep him.
Yeah, I'd say again, this is one of those common things, stick him in a tag team. I think a tag team's ideal. Like, nice little high-flying thing. First, second match on the card. You know, some interesting matches and stuff, but yeah, maybe a team with a Tyson Kidd or someone like that. Okay, I'm going to speak on this guy first. Kane, cut. I fucking hate Kane. Okay, honest to God, 17 years of the worst matches, the worst promos, and the absolute fucking dog shit, bottom of the barrel, gimmick feuds we've ever had in the WWE, I think. I can't stand this character.
There's no one
more offensive to me than Kane, and I'll tell you why. Because you said that you wouldn't keep Batista everyone because of depth. This is the guy they've got for Daniel Bryan. This is what they've got for the guy who wins the world title at WrestleMania 30. Fucking Kane.
Now,
he doesn't get anybody over, ever. He had a match. He never does.
I don't know. I would argue that Katie Vick is more over in the collective consciousness now than she was before.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the bottom line. Last year, he had a match with Dean Ambrose on pay-per-view designed to put Ambrose over. It didn't work. Same with Bray Wyatt. Didn't work. He's done this before. We'll give him a push again. He's the Demon Kane. The Demon Kane. Yeah. Cut now.
Breathe.
I wouldn't give him his, you know, his pink slip and kick him out of the door, but I think for Kane, he's had a long enough career now. I think it's time for him to retire, same as Christian.
Based on what I said about Batista, you would think that I would cut Kane.
Oh yeah.
And you're absolutely right. I will cut Kane, and I would hand him his pink slip, and my last words to him would be, I don't thank you for your service. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on. Goodbye.
Well, he's big.
Did he keep Big Show?
I said he could run out his thing. No, the thing with Kane is that at least he has been reliable, even if it is reliably shit. In that sense.
You know, Luke, in most jobs, when you're reliably shit, you don't stay there very long. It's been 17 years!
Then what can you do? Because he's too big for you to use him as a jobber. He's got, in the mid-card, he does nothing. In the main event, he does nothing. I've got to agree. Let's cut the ball out.
All right, so he's off there. Kofi Kingston's next. I'm going to say keep him, but turn him heel because he's completely exhausted his options as a babyface.
Completely agree.
Send him to NXT to get him off TV for a while.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, I think he could do some good stuff in NXT.
Yeah, I agree. He can do some good. Keep him. He can do some good stuff. Bring him back as a heel.
Book of Adrian Neville.
Lana.
Yes, keep her. It's still early days, so let's see what she can do.
I'll keep it to see where this goes, because I guess they're behind Rusev without her. I'm not really sure.
The problem there is, I agree it's early days, but to keep her means that I'm endorsing Rusev, and I think we know where I'm going to go with Rusev later on. So I send her back down to NXT.
I don't know. I think what she's doing is interesting, but once the whole Rusev thing runs its course, I don't know what you do with her, because you're repackaging her, loses everything of interest. I don't see it. I'd have to cut.
Layla? Yeah,
keep.
Good, I could say keep. Yeah, she's not terrible.
It's not mean she wrestles anymore. Yeah, she just has the Fandango's act. Keep her.
Yeah, well, exactly. She doesn't really wrestle, and I've already said I'll keep Fandango, so I keep Layla.
All right. We can actually talk about this next guy a lot, but we'll try and keep it brief. Luke Harper.
Oh, yes. Keep the guy. He's fantastic. I love this guy. He's my favourite wrestler in the company at the moment. I think there's a huge amount of potential with this guy. I'm going to be a bit probably controversial here, but I think there's even more potential with him than there is with Bray Wyatt. I think he will become the breakout guy.
You might be surprised, but there's a lot of people that think the same thing.
Yeah. I just think this guy, like, he's a big guy. Just moves, his speed and his agility in the ring for someone his size is fantastic. Obviously, his gimmick has a very kind of Bruiser Brody-esque-ness about him, which we've been missing from professional wrestling for quite a while. I think this guy, keep him, definitely.
You never thought you'd hear this, Chase.
Yeah.
I'm going to 100% endorse the comments you have just made.
Yes.
I think there is more potential in him than Bray long-term.
Yeah.
The guy looks like Charles Manson. Yeah. He scares the shit out of me. Yeah. I think he's fantastic. He stays.
Yeah, I've got nothing but good things to say. I'm a big Bruiser Brody Mark myself, and just seeing this guy, this is the guy to fill that role. I think he's the next great monster heel for the company. Yeah.
He's definitely believable in what he does. When you look at the Wyatts, and you know, Rowan, you know, he looks like a retard, and Bray looks like he's that master manipulator, you know, very intelligent.
We're politically correct here on the podcast.
Definitely, we're definitely PC. But when you look at Luke Harper and the way he behaves, man, I believe that guy is insane. That there's just evil in him. He just looks like he's mad.
Luke?
My only concern is that, I mean, don't get me wrong, I agree with everything that's been said around this table. However, he has been brought in and represented as a guy who is below Bray.
Yeah.
And more importantly, on the same level as Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
No.
I think that mostly you see them in tag.
He's brought in that way, I agree.
You know, maybe not necessarily now, because we have cottoned on to him. We as people who watch wrestling in that sense.
Yeah.
But the general, you know, he's below the spotlight. And maybe that's good. Maybe if he keeps a low profile, when he does break out, it'll be a big thing. But if he stays in this role too long, I am concerned about
that. I agree with that, and I don't want to make a comparison, because it's really apples and oranges. But Batista was the same way in the sense that he was underneath Triple H and kind of swimming around the middle. Yeah. And when the time was right, and I think that Luke Harper's got more upside than Batista does. Moving along, Mark Henry.
Retire.
Love the entrance music. Cut him.
Yeah, I'm going to cut him too.
I think he could be a decent ambassador guy, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he'd be a very good guy for that.
In that sense, I suppose we sort of opened a can of worms with ambassador discussions earlier, but in terms of main roster,
he's off the roster.
If all else fails, blame Liam, but yeah.
Sons of bitches. All right, okay, next on the list, Michael Cole.
Get him off my TV. I've been saying this for over 10 years.
Get rid of him!
I really can't take it anymore.
We've got two cuts, Cole. Okay. What do you think?
Calm down, folks. I don't particularly like the guy. I don't put all that blame on him.
I do.
But I did. Okay, alright, calm down. But I cut him. I cut him, and I put.
I'm glad you agree, Carl. After all that. I'm fucking kidding me.
Hey, I'm all about surprises, but I don't. But my point is, I don't put all the blame on him. But
so
yeah.
You're not doing what you did to Kane, where you basically did everything short of rape him.
Oh fuck Kane!
That's what I just said.
Okay, I'm gonna be the hipster of the group. We've got three cuts. I'm gonna be the one guy to keep him, and the reason is
I am never gonna come back on this podcast.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm not. Hey, hear me out. I'm not saying Michael Cole's good right now because he's not. However, I will say that Michael Cole, in terms of being what Vince McMahon wants him to be, because he's changed the way he delivers his commentary many times.
Yeah, yes, he
because
has.
When he first came in, he sucked. And when he was riding Miss Daisy next to JR on Raw, it was pretty bad. He got a lot better when he was working with Taz and he had Paul Heyman producing him and stuff like that.
And Vince McMahon and Jim Ross. Laser focus,
Jim Ross too. And he got very good when Taz was taken away and he was with JBL as well. The issue has been, ever since they took Michael Cole and put him on Raw, where Vince micromanages the shit out of absolutely everything. Vince knows what he wants Raw to look like, and I think that Michael Cole is a very versatile. When he had to be a heel, he was a fucking outstanding heel. I'm not saying that he deserves to be lauded as better than Jim Ross. I'm just saying this guy has done everything Vince has wanted very well, and even if it's not our cup of tea, which it's not, he's pretty good. I think if the direction of the company changes, Michael Cole's a valuable tool.
He's good to keep around for now, but start looking for someone else.
I'm just going to lean and say, I never thought Michael Cole was that great. I mean, his heel run was interesting, good. I don't think he could have perpetuated it in the long term, just mainly because of the way the WWE is these days.
It was a short term.
And I don't think anyone's ever going to look back and say, of the great commentators, Michael Cole is in the top. What?
No, they're not, but right now, who's going to replace him?
I don't know, I think the NXT team isn't terrible. I think there's a lot of potential.
We'll get to that because we're all...
Yeah. Oh, is that all definitely. Okay,
no, not necessarily that, but there's one guy who I'm going to put on the list. Let's see, who is next? The Miz.
Cut.
I would also cut.
Oh, man. But the thing is, you know what? It's like, I actually kind of like the guy, I think, okay, great on the mic, we know that. I think he's solid in the ring, he improved a lot over time, he started off very badly, he worked hard to get to a really kind of good level. It's not his fault where his position is in the company, that's just like WWE losing interest in him. The fact of the matter is, when we talk about ambassadors, the amount of work this guy does, like promotion wise, you got to keep him around at least for that, because he's outstanding.
He does, but people can fill that role, he's not that crucial.
Not many, he's really good at it.
I would agree with keeping him around for that purpose, and I do look at this as well from the business side of things. He's a good ambassador. I would argue that the concept of Miz being good on the mic is one of those things that keeps getting passed around, but at the end of the day, when was he last good on the mic?
When, and this is the thing, we've had this discussion before.
When and ever.
Yeah, okay,
well,
here's the thing.
I would say there was a little period.
I remember, Carl, when me and you went out for a drink one time, and one of your friends tried to make the argument that Miz was a better promo than Mick Foley. You remember that?
Oh, okay. Well, this
is a tangent we do not want to get on.
My point is, there has been a very small window where The Miz was considered great on the microphone. It hasn't been for a long, long time. I don't know if you necessarily cut the guy, because there's probably something there you could do with him, but they just completely bastardized this guy. It's funny, because you mentioned Sunday Night Submissions, the show where I pretty much stole this concept from. And on that show, they mentioned The Miz, and they immediately said he's the easiest cut on the board. And the fact that this guy headlined WrestleMania in the end, and is now back to the point where pretty much everybody is saying man. Cut him.
No,
to
I'm,
me
I'm
is
not.
Just
I'm
drastic.
Not. I say keep him. I'll, he has value.
I think, but I don't know what to do.
I think I'm the only cut here, actually, aren't I?
No, Luke said cut.
No, I did say cut, although I will agree with Gino Chase's argument about his duty. In the same way of what Cena does, he is quite good at that. And so from a business standpoint, I can see the argument. I still cut him.
All right, moving along. Naomi, I'm going to keep it because I think she's a good athlete.
Yeah, definitely. Really good athlete. They haven't really showcased her enough or properly yet. A lot of potential. Yeah, keep.
Cut.
I could see keep. Who would you actually put her against, though? Out of curiosity, with the other people you've kept. I mean, what are your great
AJ
matches to show off her athleticism?
AJ? Alicia Fox.
Okay. No, it's all right. I'm just asking a question because I don't watch enough of the Divas matches.
Honestly, there's been quite a few cuts with the women. Moving along, this one I would not cut. Natalia.
Keep.
Keep.
Nikki Bella, we already agree we're going to cut her.
Out.
How is Total Divas going to survive with some of our cuts? Moving on.
And more importantly, how are we going to survive, Luke? Paige.
Keep.
She's got a different look.
I'm just not getting it. I'm just not seeing it. I'd cut.
I'm not going to cut her just because she's so young and there's so much I guess she'd probably learn and do. She's not bad. I don't think that she's all she's cracked up to be right now, to be perfectly honest. I think that promo she did on NXT, if anybody saw it, was fucking atrocious.
Yeah, and it wasn't the best.
Keep her away from the microphone, but you know, do whatever. Paul Heyman.
We talk about easiest cuts. This is one of the most straightforward keeps.
Everyone thinks the same.
That guy's got terrible work rate. Okay,
he can't pull off
a moonsault. Yeah. This guy is not. Yeah, keep him.
Yeah, this guy is. You know, honestly, common sense. It's one of the most valuable performers they've got in Hulk.
Him and use him more. I mean, even like, I don't know whether they would ever want to use him backstage again, but like, that guy's just got so much talent in various different ways that he can help that company.
Truth.
I think
Cut.
Really, I think he's one of those solid low mid cardy type guys. He's reasonably over. He can get himself over.
If I have to listen to that song one more time, I swear to God, I hate it.
How have I ended up as the advocate for the kids? At the end of the day, their primary audience really digs that stuff.
I understand where you're coming from, but that's what recorded TV is for. You just fast forward the damn thing. But
I think that they really dropped the ball when they turned R-Truth babyface again, because as a heel, I thought it was wildly entertaining, so I would probably do that with him. I'd probably just keep him as a heel, keep him low, but having him as a heel is very entertaining. Randy Orton is next. Your favourite wrestler ever, Carl.
Oh yeah, rest hold Randy. You know, he takes to the microphone to me like a duck does to concrete.
That's my favourite one so far.
He's not my favourite guy in the world, but other people do like him. Like, I'm not one of them, but other people do like him. I suppose enough do, I keep him.
He's a big name. He's got a good work rate in the ring, so you keep him.
I don't like Randy Orton. I haven't liked Randy Orton for a long time. At the end of the day, he doesn't interest me in many ways. In the same way that Rob Van Dam doesn't interest me, it's a strange thing. But I don't want to get onto that right now. But all I'm going to say is, you still can't cut him. There's just no way.
Do you think, maybe it's just me, you might agree, but everything's monotone with the guy?
Yeah. Okay, Liam?
All right, yeah.
You haven't given your opinion?
Oh, yeah, Randy Orton, you got to keep Randy Orton. I don't really see what the point is in cutting the guy. There's so much. He's been such a key guy for so long, you can use him to elevate guys. There's nothing else. Rey Mysterio?
Time to retire. Of all the people I've said that should retire, this one, definitely. His time is over. He's had way too many surgeries on his knees. Just retire, mate, and just enjoy the riches that you've got.
The guy's body is breaking down, yeah. Let the contract expire, let him go.
Luke?
I'm going to go from the business standpoint again. He does still sell stuff. Keep him on TV. Use him smartly, because he hasn't got that much left in him, possibly.
Because I used the argument for masks earlier, and that was one of the reasons why I cut someone.
Yeah.
I'll keep him in that regard, and I'll backtrack quickly.
I also think he's...
You get my sentence.
Yes.
I also think he's extremely valuable in the sense of there are not many Latino stars anymore.
We've already cut Alberto Del Rio.
I've cut Del Rio. Del Rio means nothing to Mexico. Mysterio at one point was... I don't know how he is now, because I don't live in Mexico, but I know that he's extremely popular in Mexico.
Yeah, but guys, his reactions recently haven't been great.
They
haven't been working in Mexico.
I'm not saying he should really wrestle anymore. I'm just saying, as a part of the company, he's got a lot of value, so I keep him.
Okay.
Rob Van Dam.
Keep him in the
part-time.
Keep him in what they're doing with him right now. This part-time role where he comes in for like a couple months, works a program with someone, then leaves. Yeah, that's the right way to use him.
Yeah, you can use him in that regard. I can't say I'd use him for anything else. I think if he was a full-time fixture on the roster, I'd probably cut him in truth. But for what he is, yeah, you keep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. He doesn't really do much for me, but I know for a fact that he occasionally when he comes back, he does bring certain people back to watch the product as well. Can't really argue with that. Decent merchandiser. On the same thing he's doing now, keep him around.
All right, I think I'm going to do the same thing. Keep him around in this role, perfectly fine. Next up, Roman Reigns. I don't think anyone's going to cut the guy.
Of course. I mean, this guy is the future, isn't he? This is the guy that they're picking, aren't they?
No one's going to cut him. He is their hand-picked guy for the future. They are going to try and put a rocket on his back and fly him to the moon. I won't say I'm completely on board with it, though.
I will say that I like him a lot more than I thought I was going to. I missed a bit of TV, and I heard everyone raving about him, and all I'd seen was the very, very early Shield stuff. It didn't do anything for me. Now, yeah, I see it. There's a possibility. There's also a good possibility they'll screw it up, but you got to keep him to find out.
I think he's one of the guys that they're going to give every chance in the world to, though. You can tell the handpicked ones that, you know, it's not like a guy like Daniel Bryan where, if he slips up, well, you know, that proved us right all along. yeah, with the classic Mike Adamley line of if you're big, you've got, you know, if you're small, you have to prove you can play. When you're big, you have to prove you can't.
Yeah. Reigns is the new golden boy.
Okay. Yeah. Rosa Mendes.
Cut.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rusev?
I'll just make it clear now before I get too excited. I cut Lana on the basis that I had no intention of keeping Rusev, so there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just see what they do with him first and then judge. It's another act that's way too early in its run. Let's just see what they do. If it does end up sucking, get rid of him.
The blueprint is Umaga. If he's actually a good athlete and he can develop, then we'll see what it goes. I'm going to give him enough time to succeed or fail on his own merits.
I would argue that Umaga was the exception rather than the rule in this, and I'm going to go on instinct and cut him, although there's possible potential.
Oh, very good. Ryback is next.
Cut.
Yeah, cut.
Cut at the knees.
The guy that's supposed to be the next Goldberg has become the next Warlord. Cut.
That guy's definitely the next TNA champion.
Santino Marella.
Hey.
No, calm down.
You've got to look at the position that we're in
keep,
right now.
I keep the comedy good guys, the jobber to the heel stars.
Yeah. Maybe team up with Randy Orton is shits and giggles.
Just simply, our job is to keep or cut. I can't see cutting him, just as a business standpoint.
No.
I did sit on the fence with the NXT stuff, but yeah.
No, I'll cut him. I can't stand the guy. I don't see beyond. There's other people that we could probably use to do comedy. He's a tired act for me.
I will just briefly say that comedy is a very specific skill in wrestling, and not that many of them got the timing to do it well. Damien Sandow's fantastic as a heel. It's very rare you find a really solid comedy babyface, in my opinion.
I don't know when the last time Santino Marella made me laugh, to be quite honest. Yeah.
Okay, I can agree with that. But
it doesn't make me laugh. But my argument was I kept Sandow as the comedy heel, I keep him as the comedy face.
It's not we're not keeping these people for us necessarily.
No.
Okay. All right, Seth Rollins.
Of course you keep him.
Absolutely keep. I hope that, and hopefully I'm not spoiling this for anyone, the turn on Raw will hopefully be...
What?
Liam, I'm sorry. I'm hoping that the turn on Raw on Monday...
Sorry about deafening anybody there, by the way.
The turn on Monday will hopefully be sort of the life raft for him, because I feared for him, not because of his talent, but I feared for him, and the fact that they've done this with him gives me hope. I think there's some promise.
The weird thing with that, though, is actually in terms of the people used in that angle, I'm actually probably more worried for Ambrose now, because at least they've done something with Rollins. You know, Reigns is going to go after Rollins, but like, what does Ambrose do now?
I know what you're saying, and it worries me too, but I have faith in Dean's talent.
Yeah, me too.
You have faith in the Shield.
He believes in the Shield.
I will just say that I haven't seen the turn yet. I've got it on the DVR. I will watch it. I'm looking forward to it. It's as good as everyone says. Yeah, absolutely keep him.
Yeah, I'm going to keep him. Obviously, I don't know why you wouldn't. He's clearly a key performer. He's excellent. So, Sheamus,
keep.
Turn him heel.
Yes, I would. Keep, but it's a business standpoint thing. I do not enjoy watching the guy wrestle, and
really?
No, I don't.
Wow.
I find him incredibly dull.
He's very boring
and clunky. I think the word I'd use is clunky. There are big moves, but they don't slot together in any kind of flow.
Yeah, but if I'm going to get rid of a guy on the basis of clunky, I'd probably cut Cena.
Yeah, I know, but like I say, you've got to, because we're factoring the bit. I mean, I'm saying keep Sheamus, because on a business perspective, I think, you know, he's marketable. The whole Irish thing works. He gets a big title win
There's no one else on the roster with orange hair.
Yeah. I'd say Carl's definitely right. Turn him heel, and I think I don't think he's got another world title run in him. I think what they're doing with him now with the United States title, I think that's his level now. I think he just stays there.
Sheamus is always one of those kind of guys where I can look at him and appreciate the fact that he's for a guy his size, he's a good worker. I don't hate Sheamus, but there's just absolutely nothing that captivates me on any level at all. So turn him heel, see if that works. Up next, Sin Cara.
Yeah, merchandise and keep him.
I'm going to be harsh and cut him.
I thought he'd already been cut. I'm keeping
this. This is Unico.
Oh.
I would cut the gimmick but keep the wrestler.
You see, bear in mind that we're going to...
I don't think the wrestler is that great in truth.
I think the gimmick's got more value than wrestlers, quite honest.
We've already got a good guy selling masks, keeping Mysterio.
Bear in mind, we are keeping Mysterio, but we're probably not expecting Mysterio for, what, more than a year or so?
I don't think that Sin Cara is really going to fill that gap at all, to be honest.
Not even close.
No, I'm not. Although, wasn't there a big thing, like how like the merchandise for Sin Cara was actually like shockingly high recently for some reason?
Well, he was on the whole Scooby-Doo thing, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, good stuff. Like I say, I keep him for merchandise.
Right, Summer Rae.
Keep.
Cut.
Cut.
I'll keep.
I don't know why.
I'd say
put her in the Sin Cara mask. You still got merchandise.
She's actually surprisingly pretty good in the ring. Watch her NXT stuff. Yeah.
There's something about her.
When did we start hiring women on work rate? Because they don't do that.
Well, this is going to be a different podcast for a different day.
Oh, really?
Women in wrestling. We're going to have that discussion. Oh, yes. And it's going to be a fun one.
I don't think I'm going to be comfortable sitting next to Carl on that particular podcast.
Well, the thing with Summer Rae, when she was standing at ringside, she was getting the chance. Yeah, with Fandango. Layla's not doing the same thing. I think there's an innate charisma there. I'm not exactly a big fan of hers, but I think there's something to her.
Definitely.
Moving along to Mina Snuka.
Ooh.
If we're going on this work rate thing for women, we keep her. If the company are going to insist on having a women's division,
which they will,
which we know they will, I at least want someone in there who can work to some degree, so I keep Tamina.
I'd keep her to be the enhancer, you know, when every time they bring someone new in, work with Tamina so she can help them out. I don't think she's going to be like champion.
I'm going to disagree with Carl. I'm not sure where this Tamina Snuka work rate thing came from.
Qualify these comments then. I'm talking purely in the prism of women's wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay, I would I'd keep her around just because, well, she looks a little different. I mean, in a good way. I mean, because at the end of the day, you know, you need a bit of variation.
She is a good
character. 90% of the other people we've kept are.
You know what? I was going to curb, but that's actually a decent point. She looks different, so. And, yeah, whatever the fuck. Okay, right, let's keep her. I don't care enough to fire her, to be quite honest. Titus O'Neil.
Like that man himself, I spell champion TITUS. I like the guy.
Said with so much love and enthusiasm.
Oh, no, it's genuine, don't get me wrong. I really like the guy when he speaks. I actually like the whistle. I've even been known to do the old barking.
Dog bark.
On a night.
Do you do that?
Okay, I won't do it. The guy's fine when he talks. When he's in the ring, it's hideous to watch.
It's brilliant.
So, unfortunately, it pains me. I cut him.
He's just... Really? So, Tyson, I'm going to keep him. I think there's something to him.
I'll refer back to my comments about Darren Young. You either put him with Darren Young and have the primetime players again, or just let him go.
The thing is, Titus isn't young either, so that's another, strike against him.
If you're going to put him as a tag team, yeah, I'd keep Titus as well. Like I said, I like the guy. At a push, I'd maybe say heel commentator on, you know, further down the line, but I don't keep him on the base of what he's done so far.
All right, Triple H.
Let's not get off on a smart mark rant, as I've been prone to, and I'm probably guilty of it as anyone else, but he stays.
Yeah, keep him. He's got uses. He's got loads of uses.
I don't think you could find him even if you wanted, but to be honest. So let's have a look here. Who's next? Tyson Kidd.
Keep him around.
Coming soon to a Lucha mask near you, apparently.
Marketable. It's my gimmick on this.
Get rid of Sin Cara and bring the studio.
All the more reason to ditch Sin Cara. He falls into that tag team bracket with Justin Gable.
Yeah, that's the natural team.
I think they had a brief spell as tag team partners, didn't they?
High flyers, Carl. Yeah. You know? The next Greg Gagne and Jim Munzel, you're
those poor kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep him.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I keep him because I think he's talented. Agree, Luke?
I already have agreed. I'm certainly with you.
Undertaker.
Let the contract expire and that's it.
Yeah, retire time.
He will have the sort of the... we'll go back to that ambassador role, which we're giving a lot of people.
More ambassadors,
and he'll have that role. But once the streak once the streak was gone, that was it. Really, I think.
I don't want to have to say leave the memories alone. I would cut at this point. I think the value. It's just the thing about Undertaker, the thing about the gimmick is you've got to look like the Undertaker, and he's starting to not look like the Undertaker anymore, and that's going to be a problem with the ambassador role
like
as well.
Gary Glitter.
Well, I wasn't going to go there.
That's a gimmick.
Liam,
the underwear taker.
Prison gimmick.
You know what? Ever since he lost the streak, he needs to go away. He needs to retire. If he comes back at WrestleMania next year and wrestles Brock Lesnar, it'll be infuriating. Taker, coming back for one more match. What's the point? His legacy's done, let's just keep it at that. No one's going to think worse of The Undertaker now, so let's just call it a day. William Regal.
For God's sake, keep.
Why is this man not on television?
Yeah.
Well, he sort of is.
No, why is he not on television?
Put him onto the commentary table on Raw.
Yeah. There will always be a role for this man in the company. I think we're all unanimous here. Not unanimous. I don't even think that's a word. it's a bit like Umanga, but there you go.
Umanga!
But it's a general consensus here. We keep the guy.
I think it's an absolute travesty that he's not on television now. He's always been fucking hilarious, so keep him. Xavier Woods.
I hate to be a sort of a fence sitter in this situation, but
But
I haven't. I've never really seen him wrestle in truth, so I'm hard pressed to judge. I'd almost.
He's barely wrestled on Raw.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why I don't want to cut him. So I keep him on that basis.
I've kept enough low mid card guys so far. I'm safe. He's just at the bottom of the alphabet. So bad luck, mate. Cut. Sorry.
I would seriously just leave it to the toss of a coin.
That's a sound business plan there.
Honestly, I care either way.
Mr. Woods, we're going to extend your contract. Oh, it's tails. Don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I'm going to be mean. I'm going to cut the guy. I don't see any value in him. Yoshitatsu, probably the same, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah, cut.
Who?
Yoshitatsu.
There's only been one good Yoshi, and that was Super Mario.
Are you going to go into demographics again?
Put him in a mask! No, you can. You can cut it.
They've got Kenta coming in for the Japanese novelty.
Oh, this is going to go well.
Novelty being the key word.
Exactly. Okay. We have two left. Zack Ryder.
Cut.
I'll let everyone else go first.
No, I'm curious.
Go on. Okay, well, I'm going to jump in, so I'm going to cut him. I see no value in him whatsoever.
It's clear that even if we kept him around, they wouldn't be doing anything with him. Okay, so yeah. I got to cut.
I know a few people that are big Zack Ryder fans, and if I say cut, they will cut my balls off. So I'm going to keep him.
You can count them all on one hand, can't you?
What, his balls? It's a good question. I want that.
Yeah,
answer.
That's quite safe to say.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep him. And yes, you can count him on one hand.
You know what? The thing with Zack Ryder, it's like he had his small window to peak. It was a nice little novelty thing. I didn't think there was anything more that they could have got out of him. I don't think there is now, to be perfectly honest. Which brings us to our final person on the roster, Cohen. Ladies and gentlemen, Zeb Coulter.
Keep. What, you're only going to have one manager? You're going to only have Paul Heyman around. Zeb Coulter, he does the job well. Keep him.
It's never stopped the company before. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's never stopped the company before. But I love the guy. I think he's fantastic. I'm not sure how much mileage is in the current shtick anymore, but I keep him. I think you can do something else with him.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of different things you can use him for, as Carl says. I think it's nice to have a manager that turned around.
Yeah, I like the secondary manager position for him. It's a nice one to have. I think that Zeb probably could do with benefit from another guy. Sticking with Swag is just kind of death at the minute. So I'm going to keep him, because of the pure talent, which is the final one on the docket, ladies and gentlemen. We have finally got through the entire roster. This has run a little bit longer than we wanted it to. However, we thank you very much for staying with us the entire time. This is Liam O'Rourke. For G. John Chase.
See ya.
For Carl Jones.
Adios, amigos.
For Luke Edwards.
And I'll see you around.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Yeah. That's for you, Rick Morris.